This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Hey, guys.
Morning.
How are we?
Feeling fantastic.
Good. You have so much energy this morning, Crevo.
I know.
Surprising. I think you shocked Meg.
I think a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you had seen that before.
On your third coffee or something, but no, only one.
No, only one. Look, sometimes just as part of the job as an entertainer, it's my job to do things like reenact certain things that have happened or... You know, it's just part of what we do.
And what was part of your reenactment this morning?
Oh, I had to do an impression of a squid because of somebody I know that's rather spineless. So I thought, I'll just do, like, the squid arms and, like, a bit of a jellyfish vibe. It was great.
There was much Henry the Octopus from The Wiggles kind of vibes going on in
there. There we go.
Have you thought of kids' entertainment, Grover?
Not in a million years would I even consider it.
What colour wiggle would you be?
The grey wiggle, because I'm not doing it.
Hello, Simon Cowell. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, because I'm not doing kids' entertainment. It's just not my thing.
My so-called pink eyes flared up again today.
Yeah, you're winking at everyone in the hallway.
It's actually getting better, I think. But
right.
Like, it's not hurting anymore, but it's, like, puffy.
Yeah, that eye is definitely a fair bit smaller than the other one today.
I looked at myself in the mirror when I got up and I just thought, man, days like today, I'm glad I'm single and nobody... You know, has to look at me when I wake up.
Oh, no partner would worry about that if they'd been there more than like a month.
Yeah,
like, it's
true.
Just like a couple of days. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm really shallow, aren't I?
Hey, you're just saying stuff now.
Maddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I don't have pink eye, but I am sad that I didn't see Crevo's octopus squid impersonation.
Oh, you missed a real treat.
I think you might need to do a reenactment. It was pretty good.
Sure, I can do it when we play some songs or something. If you're really keen.
Yeah, good.
Do we have like an octopus-based song for you to dance to? I don't think so.
No.
Lads versus Lasses is up next, Nick.
Yeah, $50 voucher for Mucho's Mexican up for grabs. The lads, you're trailing, guys. Sorry, 67 to the Lasses, 70. We need one guy, one girl on the phone right now, 13 10 09, if you want to play.
Hey, guys, here's a flashback. This woman lied about her age. Anastasia. Left outside alone at New FM. Good morning. Anastasia left outside alone at New FM with the Novos. 9 past 6. A few showers about today, guys. 17 the top on the coast.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
I love it when I can say the guys are trailing behind, because when I first started here, it was completely opposite and we are taking over, which is amazing. The lads...
Do you think that it's your presence, Meg?
I think so, given the ladies more confidence. That's what I think it is. The lads sitting on 67, the lasses on 70. Awesome prize up for grabs today as well. $50 voucher for Mucho's Mexican. Mucho's, the original and best Mexican in Newcastle. Now in two great locations, Glebe Road, the Junction, and High Street, Maitland. All you got to do is answer the most questions correct, and you win.
All right, let's meet our lad first up this morning. His name is Tony from Maryland. He works in sales, has 5 kids aged 26 to 40. Good morning, Tony. How are you? Hello,
I'm
Tony.
Great.
Hey. Man, you've been busy. Hey, 26 to 40. How old are you?
Oh, I'm only 30. I don't know how that works out.
Oh, Crevo must have misheard you. He's not 80, Crevo. He's written the little details on our screen. All right, here we go. Question number one for you this morning. The big four fashion capitals of the 21st century include New York, London, Paris, and which other city?
I guess would be Milan.
Oh.
Boom.
Well done, Tony.
Yeah, you did.
It just seemed to go together.
Question number two, which is our multiple choice. In what year did Max Factor invent lip gloss? Was it A, 1930, B, 1940, or C, 1950?
I'll go in the middle, 1940, I think.
No, 1930. Can you imagine some like women in the 30s with a little chapstick out? I can't. Question number three. Which female artist has had number one albums in the UK across 5 decades?
That's a hard one.
I'll give you a clue. She's an Aussie.
Olivia Newton-John.
No, it's Kylie. Hey, still all right. Like one on the board with that question. Impressive. Hold the line.
Yeah, man. Very good. Time to meet our lass this morning. Her name is Belinda. She's an artist specializing in oil paintings and landscapes. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Let's crack on with your questions. One to beat. Can you do it? I think you probably can.
I can try, yeah.
Okay.
I want to keep it up there for the lazy ladies.
Yeah, very good. All right, this first one is multiple choice.
Okay.
What is a primal legend ambush? Is it A, compound bow for archery? Is it B, a fishing kayak? Or is it C, a special net for capturing chickens and turkeys?
Oh.
That's wrong. It's in fact a fishing kayak.
Oh, it's a fishing kayak. That's what I meant. Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't get away with that. All right, number two. Yeah. What is it called when you order a drink just with ice?
On the rocks.
That is correct. Which means this next question, if you get it right, it's an instant win. If you get it wrong, it's tiebreaker time. All right, number three. What card game has a straight flush?
Poker?
That is correct. Lasses win.
Well done, Belinda.
Great.
$50 voucher to Mucho's Mexican Oils, babe. Well done.
Oh, awesome. That's terrific. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome.
All right. Do you like Mexican, Belinda?
Yeah, I do. I haven't had any
What's your go-to dish?
Like nachos.
Nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Smothered in cheese.
Yeah, it's good too. And yeah, there's heaps of good stuff in Mexican food.
Yeah, there is. Hey, enjoy. Thank you very much. Back tomorrow, guys. Up next, I want to talk about a story that's been released about the Taliban. Now, obviously, we're hearing a lot out of Afghanistan at the moment. Really bad stuff.
Of course.
This is a bit light and bright, and we're kind of laughing at them at the moment. So they've been pictured. Get this, riding pink flamingo paddle boats on a lake in Afghanistan. This story is too good to be true. I want to share the details with you next. The New FM.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
So I'm Brennan at New FM. It's 20 past 6 with the Novos, 11 degrees in the city right now, guys. Going over to Afghanistan, this story blew my mind when I read this. So the Taliban guys have taken a break from taking over the country with an iron fist and thought, man, we're going to enjoy the sunshine, because we do see on the television pictures of Afghanistan and you only see the worst of it.
Yeah.
After some investigating, man, Afghanistan is a beautiful country.
Yeah.
In terms of like the Middle East, I would say it's almost the crown jewel of the Middle East in terms of natural beauty, like mountains and lakes and just beautiful scenery.
Well, it's not just a big old desert like you imagine.
I know.
That's what you think. That's all you see on TV and news reports.
It's like a lot of it's lush and green and like farmland.
Gorgeous. Well, of course, the militants have, of course, you know, been hiding in mountains for so long. I'm sure they know all of the good spots. They've decided to take a break and they've gone paddle boating in pink flamingo paddle boats on the lake in Afghanistan in this national park. It's called Bandi Amir National Park. It's just so bizarre because here they are, right? There's a whole bunch of them. It's like maybe 10 paddle boats on this beautiful, pristine blue lake, like the bluest lake you'd ever see.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're all sitting in these little tiny flamingo boats with massive rifles in their hands.
What a juxtaposition, hey.
One even has a rocket launcher, believe it or not. This is just so bizarre.
I was looking down a little bit as well, and there's actually a photo of them in dodgem cars.
Well, that's the thing. So there's been like a series of different scenarios they've been pictured in. Yeah, the dodgem cars. They've also been spotted going out to gyms and stuff. So they're like living their best life. These are guys that have just been like locked away, cooped up for so long.
Yeah.
And they're just making the most of it.
Like they missed out on all of these experiences for the last, like they never went to a fair for the past 10 years. So they're like, let's finally, we can do this. We'll get some cotton candy on the way home.
It's so sad, though, isn't it?
It like, shouldn't.
Just, it shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be such a like almost a parody of what it should really be.
Yeah,
like that should be it's the real life of everyday people. There,
as bizarre as it sounds, and like it's funny to talk about, man. The reality of it is just so tragic.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, when they came back into power, they were like, "Oh, you know, we're going to treat women equally now." It hasn't happened. No, they stopped women going to high school.
Yeah.
It's literally taken maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah.
For it to just descend into this again.
Go back to what it was.
Back to the Stone Age.
This is such a kick in the teeth when you see this. Like, these guys, they're just having the time of their lives. Sunbaking, probably drinking booze.
It's what everyone should have access to, not just the guys carrying guns.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up, here's something to blow your mind, right? These Taliban militants have more freedom than us at the moment. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Couple more weeks, guys.
Yeah,
couple
bit.
More
no
weeks.
No pedal boats for us.
Yeah.
Guys, Jack Vidgen is coming up after 6:30, which is great. He's got a brand new single.
Yeah, that's right. This is really interesting because you don't really hear that much of him, but he's with his music career, he's actually sort of doing a self-release now, which is really cool. So he's been on a couple of reality shows, you might remember, Meg. And he's been using the cash he gets from that to like record and get ready for a new album, which is really cool.
Expensive, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We were chatting to Sophie Monka a week ago, and she's released her new single independently. Man, expensive.
Yeah, she said it cost a mozza. She's not doing an album unless this single goes well. That's how much it costs.
Wishing her luck.
Yeah, well, we'll chat to him soon. Right now, though, Eminem, Ed Sheeran, this is River. And you know, I've
been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's going to cause is pain. Truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the rain. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Never be alone. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Jess Glynn, I'll be there at 105.3 New FM, 6:38. Hey, a couple of showers about later this afternoon. 17 the top in the valley.
When it comes to singing royalty in Australia, you've got Australia's Got Talent winner from season 5, the voice of royalty, Jack Vidgen, is on the phone.
Oh, yeah, here he is. Hey, Jack, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we are going well. Man, I'm loving this new single. It's so good. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Well, it's called Goodbye, and it's been a bit of an emotional release. It's a pretty deep song for me. I wrote it about my relationship with drug abuse over the last few years, and thankfully I feel like I'm out the other side of it. I've been 6 months sober now, but I wrote it the week after I decided to get clean, and it's just about my journey. It's about my relationship with it, how drugs for me for a lot of years was something that felt like it was there for me when other people weren't, but it got to a point where it did almost kill me and I had to say goodbye to it. So it's been an emotional week, but it feels really good to get it out there into the world.
It's big of you to talk about that, man, because a lot of people, they would try and, you know, hide this sort of stuff when really it is a conversation that needs to be out there more. And congratulations on the time that you have sober already. That's awesome.
Thank you. And I mean, I guess it's everyone's personal journey and everyone's going to do what's best for them, whether it's keeping it private or not. But I feel like, I mean, my life has been, over the last 10 years, lots of it's been in the public, and I've got to kind of work out what things I want to share and what I want to keep personal. And I feel like this is something that I'm in a place where I can be transparent about, and it could help someone else. So,
yeah, that's so good. Look, to be quite honest, I've been through my own dramas with that stuff, and I'm from Sydney. In the gay scene in Sydney, you know what it's like. There's just so many opportunities, to turn the wrong corner, you know. So, man, that's so big of you. That's so good.
Well, no one gives you, you don't get given the handbook, especially as a queer person, to, like, what drugs to say yes and what to say no to. And it's kind of, I wish I had that handbook, to be honest.
Well, like you said, everyone sort of goes on their own journey. Who did you reach out to initially when you needed help with this stuff? Was it friends or family?
Well, for me, I mean, I was just kind of, it just went from partying to partying hard.
Yeah.
And then it just got heavier and heavier to when it kind of, it left the party and it became something a bit more than that. And Initially, my family kind of intervened, and that was when I went to rehab last year. And I think it was a really beautiful time, and I learned a lot in rehabilitation, but I didn't make the decision, so it wasn't my time to get clean. So after coming out, I got back on it, and then I did I'm a Celebrity, which was almost like rehab part two because I was in the jungle.
Yeah.
And then came out of that, and then things kind of got even more hectic. And then, 6 months ago, I just made the decision for myself after a few scary close calls. And haven't looked back.
Well, I was listening to the single earlier, and it, as you said, it's a bit dark. It's got a bit of a darkness kind of weekend vibe. How do you go about the process of putting a song like this together?
I mean, I wrote the song. It was a lot slower when I wrote it, and it was just with piano. So it was just a ballad, just my voice and piano. And I guess I was trying to work out whether I wanted to produce it up a little bit, how I wanted it to sound. And I kind of was chatting with the producers and grabbing different elements from different places of what I wanted to kind of sample, like with the choir that's on it, I wanted it to sound like still modern, but still have that vulnerability and the kind of rawness to it. But I was really happy with the way it turned out.
I love that you've released it independently. What's it like not having to, I guess, you know, bow down to a record label at this point? Like, are you making all the creative decisions yourself at this point?
Yeah, completely. Yeah. It's very different, but I'm really enjoying it right now. And that's not to say I'll never be with a label again, but for now, it's really nice to have the creative freedom to do what I want to do. And people always ask me, like, why do you keep doing reality shows? And I'm like, well, I'm independent, and it's fun for me being able to do what I want to do creatively and be free in that space. So...
Now, you mentioned, like, that you are doing reality shows. There's been a rumour kicking about that you're, in fact, the kebab on The Masked Singer. Is that what's funding your current musical journey?
I've heard that. I've had so many messages. No, I'm not. I wish. The Masked Singer needs to reach out to me so I can do the show.
I'd love to see you on there. That'd be amazing. What kind of costume would you do if you were on The Masked Singer, out of curiosity?
It would have to be something very camp.
Yes, lots of glitter. Love it.
Hey, Jack, thanks for coming on, man, and thank you for being so honest. We really appreciate it, man. The single is called Goodbye. You can stream it now. There is Jack Vision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Up next, we are going to go over to the US, where I think this guy has come up with the most ingenious scam of all time. He's avoided paying his mortgage for 20 years.
I mean, well, impressive in a way.
All you're achieving, though, is just debt further into your life,
this
right?
Well, depending on if he's ever going to pay it back.
Well, that's the thing.
I think this is his end goal, not to pay the house off.
Squatting himself.
Pretty much.
Basically, wow.
Yeah.
All right, details in minutes. A new FM 644 Plus birthday lotto, guys, worth $1,300 today before 8 o'clock this morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
This is 105.3 New FM, Mustang Sally. I always used to hear this song playing out of my mum's bedroom growing up. I don't know what was going on in there.
Oh, noisy.
All right, we're going to put that out of our minds.
Okay.
And head over to the US. This guy, basically, after making a single mortgage payment in 1998, he hasn't made any more payments on a house since. And he's still in the house. How does this actually happen? Like, I would think if I didn't pay rent for 2 weeks, my landlord would just be knocking on the door going, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. But basically, what he's done, over the last 20 years, he has filed lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit and then bankruptcy to get out of paying his mortgage, and he stayed in the house.
So he's basically lived rent-free.
Rent-free, mortgage-free. Imagine how much money he was saving. Depending, like, he's from Long Island. I'm not sure what the rent and mortgage situation is like
over
there.
Expensive.
You would think so. Yeah. It's just near New York.
Yeah, right. Anything New York-related is a fortune.
So are there any details on the house itself? Is it a luxury apartment? Is it like a freestanding house?
It looks like a freestanding house. It doesn't look like anything fancy.
Just a normal house.
Just a normal-looking American house. You would expect to see, like, the American flag.
Yeah, just out the front.
Or something like that.
So but technically he's taking, like, he's not really taking, hurting anybody except the bank,
the bank, really. Well, the home was foreclosed on years ago. It's owned by this company called Diamond Ridge. And they've taken him to court again. And what seems to be the thing here is that his lawyers always hire a co-counsel the day before the hearing. So, and then they apply for it to be extended because the co-counsel only just signed on for the case. This has happened 40 times.
So he's like a lion in the like at the circus, just an expert at jumping through loopholes.
Yeah, he's just scamming the court system essentially to get out of paying a mortgage and get out of being evicted because they can't evict him at the moment because, like, court proceedings are still underway.
It kind of sounds like this is his full-time job, like not working, not paying his mortgage, just constantly finding new ways. This is bizarre.
But in the last 18 months, there has been a stay on evictions where he lives.
Of course, because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
They can't kick anyone out.
And the lawyers for this company who own the house, like, we don't believe the Act was put in place to protect individuals like this. Been doing it for 23 years. I don't think so. Well, COVID wasn't a thing 23 years ago.
Like, most mortgages are 25 to 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's basically, like, gotten the whole price of the house for free, in free rent.
Could you imagine what his credit rating's like?
Not brilliant.
For 23 years worth of missed mortgage payments.
I mean, you'd still probably get a credit card with a lot of places, but
Over in America, it's so much easier to get credit, right?
That's right. Yeah. You only need a tiny deposit, like house deposit, which is why, of course, there was that huge crash.
Yeah.
Because if you've got like 10 cents and a chocolate bar in your bank account, they'll give you a mortgage.
Here's
over
a
there.
Mortgage for $1 million, babe.
Go for your life. Right? It's not going to be any problem in the future. We're sure of it.
What's his name?
His name is Gurumit Hanspal. He's 52 years old.
52 years of age. Yeah. He's gotten through half of his life, or more than half of his life, not paid a cent of mortgage or rent.
Oh, no, he paid one payment in 1998.
Yes.
One rent payment.
He did it once and went, I'm never doing never this doing again. That was awful.
Well, you feel the depression when you do get paid and you do fork out either the mortgage or the rent.
Yeah,
okay, and you're like, that little bit of a,
there goes all my money.
There goes all my money for the next four.
not for him.
He hasn't had that problem for 20 years. A little bit jealous.
Oh, man. That is too much. Hey, checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next. It's 4 minutes to 7 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. The mics are on now.
Guys, up next, we're going to do a bit of a science experiment on the radio. But before that, question around the team. Do you guys urinate in the shower? Maddie, you first.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
No shame. Yeah, absolutely.
Not
yeah,
every time, though.
Not every time.
Okay.
I mean, most times.
All right. What about yourself, Meg?
Absolutely not. Just means I've got to clean the shower more, so no.
It's a no for you.
No, absolutely not.
But it washes down.
Yeah, it's just no.
Okay.
No,
aim for the drain.
I think the guys have better aim.
Aim fire, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So,
Like the, you've got more of like a sprinkler situation going on. Yeah, I get it.
It's correct.
For myself, sometimes, although less in the last couple of years, I'm more doing it like turn the shower on, walk over the toilet, and then do it.
Oh, so right? Wait for the water to heat up.
While it's heating up. Yep. Right, do this other job first that I have to get around to.
Yeah.
But this is fascinating because this doctor on TikTok has explained that there's actually dangers of this habit of urinating in the shower because this doctor is saying that if you do, you associate the sound, and if we'll just play it now, with urinating. So what that will mean is anytime you hear that kind of water flowing, you'll then have to go to the toilet. So what I need up next is three people, because I don't believe this to be true. I think this doctor is full of it. 131009, I need three people to call up. Everyone that gets to air goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is a two-burner stainless steel barbecue with barbecue cover and cooking utensils worth $300. So great prize. Need three people to call up 13 10 09 and do some science with us.
I love how you're questioning medical professionals right now.
It's one doctor on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's not like an ongoing study over the past few years. I'm calling BS on this. I need you to help me out with this. 13 10 09. Right now, though, time to do some science.
Yes, indeed. Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, we don't often do science live on the radio, but I thought this is the perfect opportunity because I am questioning this doctor on TikTok. It's one doctor. It's not really a study, but this, they're claiming this is full-on truth, right? And that when somebody does that, I'm instantly suspicious. The hackles on the back of my neck raise for a moment, and I think, what is going on here? Got to check.
So apparently if you piddle in the shower all the time, over time your brain, when it hears that sound, pretty much makes your body want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and this doctor is saying that you shouldn't do it, not because of any kind of hygiene situation.
That's my concern, is right. The hygiene.
That's one concern, but this is not what the doctor's saying. It's saying that the problem is any time you then hear water in any situation, you'll be triggered, if you will, to have to go to the toilet. And I'm like, as if that's true. I think people have a little bit more control than that. So I thought, let's do a science experiment on the air. Maddie has a recording of some water we took from the new FM shower earlier. Well, there is one, in case...
We have two.
We've got two, actually. Yeah, it's a very deluxe building that we work in here. You took a recording there. So what we're going to do is have a couple of callers on, and we'll see if you get... triggered, if you will.
All right, let's go to Lisa first up. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you like to urinate in the shower?
Sometimes.
It's most people do sometimes.
I think they do. I think it's pretty common.
Meg, you're just too embarrassed to say it.
No,
it's okay.
Can't. It's gross. As if you've never done it. Oh, probably when I was a kid, but not, like, in adulthood at all.
Oh, well, you're the odd one out, it seems.
Okay, apparently. I'll take that.
All right, let's see. Now, if we turn the music down, if we all listen very carefully and see if anyone feels triggered with this next sound.
Close your eyes and...
Not if you're driving, obviously. No. Keep them open. I don't know about you guys... I'm not triggered.
No. No.
No, I don't really feel anything, sorry.
Oh, this okay. Doctor's a quack.
That's one against the doctor. Let's continue our scientific experiment as we meet our next contestant.
Katie, hello.
Good morning. Good morning. This is very weird.
But you like science, right? We're all about the advancement of science on this show. So
I'm all about good fun. Yeah, let's go.
Close your eyes as you listen to this. Okay, pull it down. Katie, do you feel triggered at all?
No, I just think of that corn kernel ad where they're like, Ma, the rains are here.
All it's made you want is to eat delicious sweet corn. Well, that hasn't worked at all.
In anticipation of this segment, right, I drank two glasses of water before coming to work, plus a coffee. So yeah. I'm, like, juiced up at the moment.
You should
let
be...
me tell ya, I don't need to go to
nothing.
The bathroom.
I feel nothing as well. All right, I'm going to say this science is absolute BS. Absolutely nothing.
I was hoping that was true. Hey, that's what happens when you get your scientific facts from TikTok.
Exactly right.
Hey guys, what's my age again is up next. Basically, we're going to ask you a bunch of lifestyle questions. Combine your answers with the sound of your voice, and then all around the team, we have to guess how old you are. Whoever is the closest without going over is going to score a point. Right now, Maddie's on 25. He's out in the lead. I'm on 22. Creva, you're on 18. If you want to play What's My Age Again, hit us up 13 10 09. We'll do it next.
Meg, why are you rushing out to the bathroom?
You're the only one that needs to go.
I thought you said you don't do that in the shower, eh? It's 7:14. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. The Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple premise. We ask you a couple of lifestyle questions. Combine that with the sound of your voice, and then we all around the team have to guess how old you are, how young you are even. Let's go how young you are.
I like that. I'm absolutely fuming, though, because somehow I've been left behind. Yeah. Like, you guys are just watching me in the rearview mirror. Very competitive, this, around the team. I'm on 18, Meg on 22, and Maddie sailing out in front on 25.
I don't know how that happened. I guess I'm just really good at guessing ages. Let's kick it off, shall we, Crevo?
Let's crack on. That's right. Meeting Jessica up first. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Hey. Excellent, excellent. Oh, a young-sounding voice. All right, first question for you. What model was your first car?
Hyundai. Hyundai Accent.
I know the one very well. Okay, Maddie, you're up next.
Okay, Lisa. Oh, sorry, Jessica. What's your most used item of clothing?
Oh, probably work clothes, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. Meg, you guess, please.
I'm going to go 29.
Oh, I think you are 20. Actually, I'm going to go 30 on the knocker.
I think you are 33, Jessica.
35.
Oh, Maddie, another point. Are you kidding? This is ridiculous.
Love it. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I'm very upset by this.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys.
Oh.
Hey, Donna, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, very well.
I think you've got a call coming.
Not that's the caller. Yeah, that's all right.
Well, we'll get through this quickly so you can answer the other call. First question. Do you own expensive dinnerware?
No.
No, okay. What shop do you do most of your grocery shopping at?
Woolworths. Online.
Oh, okay.
Good
Maddie.
Detail there. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I think you are 37, Donna.
I'm going to go 34.
I'm going to go 40.
I love all of you. I'm 53.
Oh, point Prevo. For me.
Yes.
One of the well board done. Take it.
Oh, you sound younger, Donna.
Yeah, you sound very young.
I think now that's...
Oh, that's good. I wish I looked young.
I'm sure you do.
2 weeks in a row, I haven't got a point. I'm getting a little bit disappointed here. Crevo, you might be winning next week.
Well, no, I've still got a long way to catch up to all of you guys. I'm 19 now.
Yeah, 26 for me. Meg, 22. Very good. Hey, Birthday Lotto, guys, is up before 8 o'clock this morning. We're $1,300 today, which is fantastic. And don't forget, you can now play right across your workday. It'll just pop up randomly. Yeah. You call.
You
more
never
chances
know.
Chances to win. More details after the news at New FM 725. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Dermot Kennedy outnumbered a New FM with the Novos. Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 7:36, 17, the top on the coast today. Crevo.
The Novos.
Talking wrong signs of Newcastle. So this was pointed out on Reddit and I couldn't believe my eyes and I checked it out this morning. It is in fact 100% legit. So it's on Industrial Drive, just near where they're like at the moment, probably halfway through building that big new industrial area up there. This is sort of Mayfield West, I think you would call it. But there's this big, one of those big blue highway signs that show the direction of the street. And it says Kooragang Berths and Turl Steet instead of street. Now, these signs, very, very expensive to make. Something like that, at least $500-$700. That's before it's even like taken out there, installed, anything like that.
How big is the sign?
Huge.
Okay, so who's responsible here? Is it the person that prints it or the man that puts it up for not pointing it out?
Well, this is a great question, and this is what I wanted to get into, because I know one of my friends is a sign writer, and he said that they have a service at their business that you can pay extra. It's like 10% extra, and they'll 100% take responsibility for any grammatical or spelling errors. If you do not pay that, though, they will print whatever you've sent.
Ah, it's like an insurance policy on a sign writing.
Yeah, so that's their policy, right? They always recommend it. They say it's 10% extra, like a small fee, if you want to do it. Otherwise, we'll just print it and send it to you. And then if you get it wrong, you have to get it reprinted.
So, it's not something that you, like, I guess, notice all the time, but I've noticed a lot of street signs have those, like, stickers over the top of the name. So this obviously happens a lot.
Enough where they're printing stickers off.
It just goes on top. And you can tell that it's a sticker as well. It's raised. It's very noticeable.
I've never seen these before.
Mostly a different font as well.
Like, oh, that doesn't quite look right. It just looks a little bit off. Another place that obviously didn't pay for the editing is one of Mayfield's icons. I'm, of course, talking about Kung Fu Noodle. Now, they recently, they're one of the great cheap eats in Mayfield. If you want to spend like $12 and get a meal, you're in business, right? However, I don't think they paid for the editing on the sign writing because they just got all of this new signage printed off.
Yeah.
So, like, their whole, they got their windows wrapped in like huge pictures of, you know, sweet and sour pork on a bed of rice, as an example. You can imagine what the situation is. If you're standing on the Aldi side looking at the door, though, you can see they have lovely spring poles, which are for sale, which, of course, I think they meant spring roll. And right above that is a lovely big plate of garlic king prawn. Which, there's more than one prawn, you can be sure of that. Should have paid
not the
editor.
The worst one, that one. No. What is it? The ping... The
spring pole?
No, it's spring pole.
Spring pole.
Yeah. Look, delicious food, should have paid the editor.
Do you think anybody's told them?
I don't know. I don't think most people care. They just want delicious, cheap, quick Chinese food.
Everyone just walks past, has a little bit of a giggle, and walks on. No one's going in to tell
them. To be fair, they've probably never been spoken about on radio, so maybe it's cheap marketing. Maybe it's like some like sassy viral marketing, and it's working. Good on them.
Hey, people make mistakes, you know?
Like I think there's a lesson, though, which is...
Buy
the insurance. If you're getting sign writing done, pay for the editing. It's worth it.
Do we want to keep a tally of how long this sign stays up?
100%. That should be something we do.
Because you think it would have to get changed relatively soon.
I think it might stay there.
Yeah?
Or they might do the old sticker job.
Do you drive past it often?
Yeah, on the way to work.
Oh, well, you can keep us up to date.
Yeah. If it ever gets changed, guys, I'll let you know.
What's a steet, man?
You would think it's a huge lettering as well.
Is steet an actual word?
Oh, good question.
You think spell check would have picked that up?
I don't think it is.
Let's Google it.
Could steet. Be wrong.
There's something on Urban Dictionary, but we're just going to leave that right there.
Google that yourself. Wow, that's a steet,
just
hey?
Just absolutely Google it. Let's do birthday lotto up next, shall we?
Guys, Newcastle's easiest cash game worth $1,300 today, which is fantastic. All you need is a birthday to play. You can only play this right here at New FM, of course, right across your workday. What month are we looking for today, Crevo?
Just spun the wheel. It's come up as December.
Okay, if you're born in December, it's your time to shine, baby. 13, 10, 09, 7, 41. Good morning.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
Oh my gosh!
The Novos Birthday Lotto. Yeah! All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
No difficult hoops to jump through or things to jump over. We just want to give you money, basically, and all you need is a birthday to play. Playing for $1,300 today. We put the call out for December babies, guys. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's what we're going to. Shay from Scone, she's a chef, says that she cooks crappy meals for hubby because she's used up her good food energy at work. I love that. What kind of meals are you cooking for hubby at home? Or is he cooking for you?
Yeah, he still gets decent meals.
He's just not going all gourmet on him every night.
He's not getting a la carte, no.
Bangers and mash, hey?
Oh, and that's one of his favourites. So oh, that's good.
Yes, bangers and mash is the best.
All right, definitely. Mate.
Absolutely. All right,
okay.
Let's go.
It's a meal.
Here we go. $1,300, Shay. What would you spend the money on if you walk away with the win today?
Oh, we're doing some landscaping, so it'd be really nice to get some nice plants.
Ooh, what are you putting in?
I haven't decided yet.
Mm, you just go, all like wild at the nursery.
Yeah, with $1,300, easy done. Okay, Shay, were you born on December 22?
No.
Oh,
too close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shay.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for listening up at Sky, and that's so good. You guys out of lockdown. Man, you're lucky
living,
you.
Living the good life.
Yeah.
Shay's like, yeah, you suckers in Newey.
We're stuck with picnics for five people.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Man. But we can't even do that yet.
Oh, as soon as I get that second jab, I'm down for the idea of a picnic.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd hear the day Maddie's on a checkered rug.
Where should we go for our picnic?
Bottle of Prosecco in arm.
We have to go into the Newcastle LGA. So.
A cheese board. Bunch of snacks.
You bring the cheese board, Krivo, because you're good with your...
I do like a cheese board.
Cheese and crackers and,
that's my
whatever
thing.
You call that.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Wow, there you go. You guys have found something in common.
Yeah.
You both are cheese snobs.
Yeah. Maddie likes the bigger squares. Bigger cubes.
With some Cabin Aussie on some Jats.
Listen here, man.
You're the one making cheese snob jokes.
Hey, guys, I'm checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at 7:54 and UFM. And birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $1,300 we are playing for today. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM.
The Novos. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
We got to talking yesterday after my lovely fiancé, Josh, and he sent me my good morning beautiful messages, as he does every single morning. Good morning, my beautiful XOXO. I get it every morning just before he starts work, roughly. And I kind of feel a little bit bad because I do respond to the message every day with, good morning, my gorgeous XOXO. But I've got a shortcut in my phone at the moment where I just type in GMMG and the whole thing comes up and I hit send.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
I'm an efficient kind of girl.
Yeah, look, that's very romantic that the two of you have that every morning. I love that.
5.5 years in, and we're still sending good morning messages.
Like, see, that's fantastic.
Because I don't really say good morning to him in the morning, because when I get up, it's 4:30. And I say, goodbye, and give him a kiss and see you later. So there's not much chatter first thing in the morning between us.
Yeah, very nice.
Who can be bothered? You see them all day, every day.
It's just one of those things where it still makes me smile getting the message saying good morning, beautiful.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So you know what? I'm going to send one right now to my lovely fiancé.
Do you guys exchange messages, Krivo?
Probably, I reckon, about 3 times a week. Send a little morning. Good morning. Yeah. How's your morning going?
Well, that was unnecessary, Meg, wasn't it? That was a bit mean. Send one to the cat.
Your jealous side is coming out right about now.
Obviously, cats can't use mobile phones, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. We want to know on 13109, good morning messages. Despite how long you've been together, are they cute? Or are they lame? We know where you sit, Creeper.
Yeah, I think it's very cute. Love it.
Yeah, Maddie.
You're doing
maximum
lame. Doesn't even want to respond.
We want you to get involved as
the
well, remember.
Ball and chain, you know.
Everyone who gets on air this morning goes in the draw to win a 2-burner stainless steel barbecue with barbecue cover and cooking utensils. It's worth around $300.
It's also got a side wok burner.
I keep forgetting about the wok
beautiful
burner.
Beautiful wok burner.
But yeah, good morning text, cute or lame, 13109.
Okay, after Lady Gaga. Oh, this song. You and I. It's been a long time since I came. I'm not leaving. Lady Gaga, you and I at New FM with The Novos, Maddie, Meg and Krivo. 13:10:09 this morning, guys. Cute or lame, sending good morning messages to your partner. Just to be getting it in there. Lame.
Maddie, you reckon it's super lame. I'm saying it's cute. So this is where the divide sits between myself and Maddie.
Yeah, so I get them every morning from my lovely fiancé, Josh, every single morning around the same time he starts work. Good morning, my beautiful. And I always say good morning, my gorgeous. It's just what we do.
I love that.
The look on your face yesterday when I told you, Maddie, that I get these messages every morning was like,
hey, look, I think... I kind of think it works at the start of a relationship if you're like 22.
Not 32.
Oh, come on, Maddie. Don't be... Like, have a bit of romance in your life, you know? Don't be so cold.
I am cold-hearted.
A heart of stone. What's in there? Because it's a lump of coal.
You know what?
Where did you even get that?
Heartbreak and devastation. So, the way I see it, right, if you live with your partner, like both of you do, especially in lockdown at the moment, you're just spending so much time with them. Do you really need to tell them at all times of the day that you love them? Like, it's called relationship security. You don't need to tell them all the time.
But it's nice. It's nice to get that little random message, like, because as I said, I do sort of know what time it's going to come through, but at the same time, it's still nice.
You've got yours down to a shortcut.
When someone calls you beautiful, yeah. When someone calls you beautiful, because that's what you get, good morning, beautiful, it's like, oh, it makes you feel good.
That is true. I guess that is kind of nice. Yeah. But look, I'm still standing by this. Michelle is on the line. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, going well, thank you. Is it cute or lame sending good morning messages to your partner?
I think it's absolutely cute. Kind of. I've been together for 4.5 years with my partner, and I every morning.
You get a message every morning. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
You're cutting out a bit there, but thank you. One for Team Love this morning. Stone cold Maddie over there. 0 points still.
All right, let's go to David. What do you think? Cute or lame?
I'm the cute one because. We've been married for nearly 20 years.
Mm. Yeah.
8 kids.
Wow.
I'm 55. I get up at sort of 3:30 in the morning. I get home at 6. So I always send her a message, good morning, my beautiful baby.
Oh, so sweet.
This is so romantic. You're such a romantic. And after 8 kids, none of that matters because you're still in true love.
Well, yeah, and I mean, she does a lot, and she's going through a lot, so I suppose to get that message just sort of pumps her up for the day.
See,
oh, ladies,
lovely.
You need to get yourself a David.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Even I'm falling in love a bit with David. Such a romantic David.
That's beautiful.
Does she... No, and you, okay, so you're sending it to her. Does she ever reply to you?
Every time.
Yeah, tell us the truth, David. Do you have like a little shortcut set up on your phone like Meg does?
No. I type it from scratch.
Old school. I like it.
Old school, mate. Every message is different.
Oh, every message is different.
Ours is generic.
Beautiful. Thank you, David. New FM, what's your name?
Hello, it's Belinda at Windale.
Hey, Belinda from the Dale. Tell me, cute or lame? Sending good morning messages
cute,
to your partner.
Cute.
Absolutely. Yep.
Tell us about your partner, Belinda.
Well, I had a partner once. I am with somebody else now, but I had a partner once that we used to send messages to each other all the time. And, he's actually passed away now. But, we were in a relationship for 12 years, and every day it was great. It was so cute. Getting messages, nice messages all the time.
So you're obviously not getting that from your current partner.
No, he hasn't got a phone.
Well, he's got a good excuse at least.
How do you get in touch?
I suppose he's got a good excuse, yeah.
How do you get in touch with him, Belinda, if he doesn't have a phone?
Well, he lives here anyway, so... We sort of see each other all the time, so, yeah.
Oh, like in the same apartment building or something, is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, otherwise you'd have to keep in touch via letter. Which, you know, is very romantic, but takes a long time to write a letter each day.
There you go.
Good morning, Belinda. How are you? Lick it, put the stamp on,
that's
put it in the post
box.
Away you go.
Thanks, Belinda. Appreciate it.
Well, it looks like you're just a bit bitter.
Can I just say, Kim from our sales department here at New FM is obviously listening at the moment. She just sent me a text message. Maddie, you never know when they won't be there anymore. So, yes, you should always say you love them every day. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate
That's
that.
That's a bit full on.
Man, I want to tell you, I want to be like Belinda's boyfriend, no phone.
Sonny, no phone.
What's the goss is up next with producer Jackson live in lockdown, checking in with him in minutes at New FM.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant to.
for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
He's got more gossip sources than the Soviet Union had spies. It's producer Jackson live from lockdown. How are you doing this morning, man?
I'm good, man. How are you? I love being compared to the Soviet Union. I like hear them. Coming.
Very powerful in the gossip world. What have you got for us this morning?
Adele has showed off her twerking skills online, which I love. I love Adele. She's looking so fantastic at the moment, but she's also gone Instagram official with her boyfriend, Rich Paul. Now, I don't know if you've heard of him before, but he's a big sports manager. So he's got like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Ben Simmons, our very own under his belt. Worth a nice little cool mint, $46 million, and he's got $1 billion in active deals right now. But combine that with Adele's $190 million net worth, I think when they get married, the lawyer is going to be working overtime.
It's prenup a clock.
Man, do you know what? I see these two together, and I think, man, they just look so good together. Get rid of the childhood boyfriend, Adele. Like, you're rich, famous, and a massive star now. Step it up, girl. Yeah, they are hot together.
I agree with you, Matthew, and I think there's a lot of people that are probably like, oh, you know what, you guys suck for saying that. But honestly, Ed Sheeran, what a sado for dating his high school sweetheart still. I mean, go and explore the world, buddy. Not many people get the opportunity that you have to be a billionaire, traveling the world, working with some of the coolest people, and he really settled. I mean, it's good for some, but he's in a great situation to not have to. Don't at me. I don't care about
it. He did have a thing with Ellie Goulding at one point, didn't he?
Yeah.
As if, Jackson, I just want to pull you up on this one, because as if he didn't slay so much over the years, like in the lead up to this.
Slay what?
Well, just in life.
The lady.
Because he was obviously traveling for so long on the road, you know, and he's Ed Sheeran. As if he didn't, like, get with so many women. And then finally he's met this girl and he likes her. It just happens that she went to school with it. That's what I reckon's happened.
No, I'm looking at a photo of him now. He definitely didn't slay. But, look, that's why he was always the best friend. Actually, I understand. Good on you for settling, Ed Sheeran. I'm going to be a flip-flopper, and I'm going to say you had to.
Well, you had Taylor Swift for a while as well. Remember that? Yeah.
They weren't dating.
How'd you go with dating?
Taylor Swift never dated Ed Sheeran. They were just friends.
No, they weren't.
He was friend-zoned, I think.
Very quickly. They were never dating. Like, sure, they rode on a private jet one time, and that becomes the story, but they never dated. Not a chance.
And when Crevo says very quickly friend-zoned, before they even met, that's how it let's talk about Delta Goodrum. So, did anyone see her pop up on the block?
No.
Okay, so she's done a little Judge cameo. Now the internet is going wild. There's this big conspiracy theory after she posted a photo of her next to Shelley Craft, who I love, that she's going to be joining the block as a judge in 2022.
Have Delta Goodrum on the block, because whenever she walks through the lovely new white carpeted room, she'll leave dirty black footprints everywhere because her feet are so dirty all the time.
Well, they're just going to have to be like, Delta, first of all, get out of your chair. Second of all, you have to not walk backwards through the room. It's not like The Voice, though. You've got to see it before.
Also, on the shoe thing, it's one of those rare instances you encourage somebody to keep their shoes on.
Yes, right. At the front door.
Your shoes off. It's okay.
Leave your shoes on, Delta. It's all right.
Oh, I'll take them off.
No, don't. Actually, don't. Doesn't matter that they're white carpets.
I'm scrolling through this article, by the way, and there's a video that says Delta thanks fans for scoring her fifth number one album. Fifth number one album? Record sales must have been very low that month.
Oh, look, you know what? I actually don't mind Delta, but I wish she'd just own the fact that she has dirty feet, because that's the funniest thing that's happened in her life, I reckon.
If you like Delta that much, I'm sure when Westfield's open again, Crevo, you can go to a meeting.
Just buy, like, spend $10 at Woolworths. That's how you get in, isn't it?
She is coming to Newcastle next year in April.
Are you going, Meg?
Yes, I actually am.
Oh, shit. Yo, good on you, Meg.
You know what? Look, I feel for Delta. She's really copped it at the moment with everything that's going on. She's lost her name.
Yeah.
Let her go on the block.
Oh, lost without you.
Delta. She's lost without the voice.
Well, that's
that
true.
The paycheck or?
Definitely.
She's very talented.
Oh, 100%. Like, if she didn't take herself so seriously, I think that would be, she'd be more lovable character.
Apart from Kylie Minogue, she's one of the biggest to come out of Neighbours. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Nina Tucker.
Nina Tucker.
Hey, guys. Thank you, Jackson. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM. It's 8:28. Good morning.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3. New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Before the break, we were chatting about Delta Goodrum and what's the goss with producer Jackson. Mm. Obviously joking about the time she wore no shoes on The Voice.
And had the filthiest feet of all. Looked like she'd walked through like a charcoal pit.
Remember you asked her on air?
Of course I did.
About the whole situation and she got really angry.
Well, I can't keep my trap shut sometimes.
I've gone into the vault and I've found the audio, Crevo. Let's hear
Excellent.
It. You asking Delta Goodrum why she doesn't like to wear shoes.
You're one of Australia's great success stories, Delta. I just want to ask one thing, though. What's with the no shoes? Is it? Do you get a connection to the earth, like that helps inspire your music? Do you just have very hot feet?
Like you mean on The Voice?
Well, just yeah. There's.
Well, yeah, no, that wasn't cute on The Voice at all. Like I'm
totally aware of that.
Do not bring that up again and cancel those guys off my interview list.
To be fair, we had to listen through 10 minutes of Christmas album stuff.
God, it was a lot of Christmas
That's
album
what we
chat.
Really wanted to know, right?
Everyone wanted Ask to know
you
that.
You know what? You are Newcastle's Ray Martin, Grievo. You're asking that hard question. 105 commercial frees up next.
Thank you. Let's do it with this. Don't believe me, just watch. It was everyone's favourite in 2014. I can't imagine, like, anyone being obsessed with a song that's out now as much as they were with this in 2014. Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. The Biebs looking really cute with Hailey Bieber on the Met Gala red carpet. It's Hold On. And I'll be kind to you. I'll chuck in this. Nia's Some Say. 9 o'clock comes. We are 105 minutes commercial free.
Speaking of, I guess, relationships, just Hailey Bieber and Justin. They're such a cute couple together. But we're chatting about, like, when couples get each other's names tattooed on their bodies yesterday.
Big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really big. Well, we kind of did, like, the temperature check around the room. You guys totally off it, right?
Not off it. Like, I've got tattoos. I don't have anything for Josh yet, but I would consider it eventually.
I feel like every story that I hear about this, the couple, one of them will get the tattoo, and then literally it's like the death knell, and 2 weeks later they break up.
It seems to be a bit of that going on. I have a friend who, they got matching tattoos on their first date.
Oh,
that's no.
And it was a last date as well, which was funny.
Oh, no.
So, this happened with my sister only, like, a few months ago before COVID hit, like, the second wave hit. Anyway, her and her boyfriend have been together for 2 years, and you know what young love is like. They just think they're going to be together forever. Anyway, she was booked in to get his name tattooed on her back, and I was like, do not do it. Do not do
How
it.
How big was she planning the tattoo?
Fairly big.
Fairly big.
Like maybe 20 centimetres.
Good Lord.
Cover upable?
Well, no, because she has no tattoos. And I mean, you've got a heap of letters on your back. Man, that is too hard to cover up. I'm putting it out there. I think it's the wrong thing to do. Maybe if you're married for 25 years.
Yeah.
Then maybe think about it.
And you're still so deeply in love, you must ink each other.
Yeah. We're opening up the lines this morning, 131009. Do you have your ex's name or initials tattooed on your body? Or did they get your name tattooed on their body? I'd love to hear your stories and opinions on this, 131009. Our prize of the week, guys, are barbecue.
Yeah.
So good. 131009, the lines are open right now. Hoodie and the Blowfish at New FM.
This is The Novos.
Hoodie and the Blowfish, Let Her Cry, a new FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Guys, we're talking on 131009. Do you have your ex's name or initials tattooed on your body and vice versa?
Yeah.
This is happening to my sister at the moment. She's going straight to the tattoo artist when everything opens up. to get her boyfriend of 2 years' name tattooed on her back. And I'm like, man, that is just, no, I just can't accept it.
For 2 years, I'd probably start off with initials, maybe, and very small, very small.
And you're saying, Maddie, it's going to be quite big, right?
No, huge, right across the back of her back. See, Meg, you're—I think you're a bit of a sympathetic ear to the old tattoo.
I love tattoos, though, to be fair.
Not of your part. Would you get your fiance's name tattooed down your leg, right?
Not down my leg, or I'd have it strategically placed somewhere. But
what if you broke up, though,
I'd get it covered up.
Yeah, but it's easier said than done getting tattoos covered up.
There's actually a really cool show on Netflix that is designed for covering up tattoos. I've been watching that.
Yeah, it's, it
looks really
is.
Clever. But, like, I would try and find a way where the font is easily enough to be covered.
If you have to go through those decisions, I just think, why get it in the first place?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'm a sucker for
it.
Ink, though. That's my problem.
man, we put this up on Facebook. There are so many great comments. Kira says, mate, I don't just have one. I'm the biggest D-head in Newcastle and have two, both now covered. And with both, we didn't even last a year after getting the tattoos. Never, ever again will I be so stupid.
Okay, we had Lisa say, yes, tattooed his name after 3 years together, then after 15 years together had his initials tattooed on me, and then we divorced after 22 years.
Oh, man.
I'm in the process of having them both removed. I have to admit, I've seen people get the tattoo removal. It is painful.
It looks it.
It looks very like much you burn so. It off your skin or something.
Let's go to the phones. Hayley, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
Hey,
great. What's your story?
Well, I had a boyfriend when I was about 16. He was a couple of years older, being 18. And I really wasn't that keen on him. It was sort of a relationship that I sort of got, like, you know, one of those pressured into relationships. And then he's like, oh, do you want to meet up? I've got something exciting to show you. I was like, oh, yeah, righto. So I met up with him and I'm like, this can't go on. I have to break up with him. And he pulls off his jacket and shows me his forearm, and he's got the worst home job tattoo of my name in big black block letters on his forearm, and I'm just like, oh, that's so good.
He didn't want to break up with him before. He definitely wanted to after that.
How long have you been married, the two of you now?
No, we actually broke up like the next week.
Man, I tell you, it's a thing because it's such a big move.
Yeah, it definitely is.
This one's for you, Hayley.
No.
Thanks, though. Wow. Going to Tanya next. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Is it you who has your ex's name, or the other way around?
It was me.
Yes, tell us.
Well, we were together since I was 18. We had three children together.
Yeah.
So we were together for 9 years before I got it, I think. And, yeah, we ended up breaking up, obviously.
How long after the tattoo did you break up?
Maybe a few years.
Okay.
All right, at least better than the first one of 1 week.
Hey, Tanya, talk us through the tattoo. First question, was it a home job or done professionally, and what did it look like?
I got it done at a tattoo shop.
Yep.
I got it done on my ankle.
That's not too bad. At least you can chuck a sock on, you know.
Have you considered like getting it removed or like a cover up?
Oh, I've already had it covered up. I got a dolphin.
Good.
Oh, cute.
Excellent.
A dolphin covered up, my favourite animal.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
I love that. All right. Should we do one more?
One more.
Susie, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. So do you have an ex's name upon your body?
No, I've got my current partner, but it's not a name. He was born in 1954, of the year of the horse, and I was born in 65, the year of the snake. So I've got a snake wrapped around my ankle, and I've got a horse on the top of my foot.
See,
that's clever.
That is a much better way
that's
of
really
doing
clever.
It. Like, take
a safer way, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Oh, and I love this.
The love hearts around. Mm.
That's beautiful.
Hey, Susie. If he said to you, Susie, doll, let's get a tattoo together, would you do it?
No.
No.
Yeah, you're a smart lady. And look, if anyone ever says, oh, like, or you guys break up, you can just be like, oh, I just knew this snake and horse that were really great friends.
You know, just to, I'm
just putting wanted this, to celebrate the friendship.
Just putting this out there. I feel like tattoo shops should team up with tattoo removalists and offer 50% off vouchers to people who get their exes' names tattooed on them.
A great idea.
Well, just in case you do need some tattoo removal, we have $1,300 up for graduate birthday lotto. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
All right, I've just spun the wheel and it has come up as February.
Awesome. So if you are born in February, your chance to score $1,300 next, 13-10-09.
Okay, it's 8:49. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. Yeah. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
How much, Meg?
$1,300. Not only the chance to win with us, but right across the day here on UFM. It could go off absolutely any time. So you got to keep your radios on UFM all day long. But we are playing right now, though.
That's right. It's time to meet our contestant. Stepping up to the plate is Daniel from Wall's End. He's single. No one in his singles bubble at the moment. He's a garbo and drives the Volkswagen Golf R in, I'm saying, the correct colour, which is black. He wants to get a dog, but the rental he lives in doesn't allow it. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, good, guys. How you going?
Hey, mate.
Good.
Doing well.
What kind of dog are we hoping to get, you know, if you can convince the real estate?
I want an English bulldog.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they're a bit smelly and they shed, so maybe even just a French bulldog.
Oh, yeah, they're very cute. As a garbo, you earn good money, right?
Yeah, it's pretty decent, man.
So, as a garbo, are you driving, like, the old stinky trucks? Because I've seen those, like, next-level spaceship-looking garbo trucks of 2021. They are looking good.
Yeah, no, sometimes I drive, like, the side loaders and that, but I mainly do, like, the bulk weights for people chucking out, like, the loungers and TVs and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Very interesting job.
I'd love to go for a ride in the garbage truck. I think it'd be fun.
Jump in next time.
Yeah, done.
Well, we'll take you up on that because that's the sort of thing we'll do once, like, we can get out of lockdown.
That's Matthew's next big adventure.
I know, right? We'll make a video and everything. It'd be great.
Let's do this, man. $1,300. Meg spinning the balls right now.
Okay. Were you born on the 11th of February?
No, the 21st.
Oh, damn,
10
man.
10 days off.
Sorry, man.
Mate.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Just do a quick shout out to the bulky boys of the council.
Yes. Of course you can. Keep it on UFM.
Yep.
Thanks, man. Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
What a fun guy.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, we are done for the day. 105 Commercial Free is coming up next with producer Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Let's do it. 105 minutes Commercial Free coming up, and it sounds like this. 1990, Belinda Carlisle was doing it with Summer Rain. We're going to press play on that inside the next 15 minutes. I'm loving Ed Sheeran, Sent From Above to Save 2021 with new music. Ed and Bad Habits, I've got it coming up. And Rudimental, James Arthur's Sun comes up all after this as we go 105 minutes commercial free.
Yeah, and of course, guys, don't forget, we have the Novos Give Back at the moment, Meg.
Yeah, $500 up for grabs every week for a couple of weeks now. And all you got to do is nominate someone at newfm.com.au. You could be anyone, like a family in crisis, a local sporting team who needs some new gear. Anyone who you think is deserving of this money, you can head to newfm.com.au. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with ANA Hot Water Services, Hot Water Systems, newcastle.com.au. Big thanks to those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, enjoy the day. We'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget to register your details for this give back. It's so good.
Yeah,
we'll reveal our first winner on Friday. See ya.
See ya.
Get your fix of the Novos anywhere, anytime. Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or at newfm.com.au.